Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on this morning with Adam Ludostansky, head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. Adam, good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks. Good morning, Steve.
I want to begin our discussion this morning. Since we talked last, Chicago and the state of Illinois has now fully reopened from the pandemic. And I know you have a lot of conversations with local business leaders and the business community. Talk to us a little bit about what you're hearing about this. Obviously, it's a good thing for most of us. We're all very happy about it. Are your business clients telling you the same thing?
Absolutely. I mean, it is just a great thing personally for all of us, but then also for our business owners and businesses. They are seeing more foot traffic. They're seeing, you know, people returning to normal, and it's really driving a lot of good business for them over the last couple months.
There is among consumers this idea that there needs to be sort of a safe environment for them to go into. I know the numbers have been going down with coronavirus, but is this something that the businesses are having to deal with on a case by case, on a business by business notion that, you know, maybe there's something different at their company that they're doing to make sure that people feel safe?
I think that's really well said. Case by case basis is how it's being handled. We have a couple businesses that are mostly outside businesses. They have ones where, you know, it's a lot easier. The inside, while we don't have a ton of retail, you know, everyone is doing what's comfortable for them, trying to make their customers as comfortable as possible. And it really seems to be working right now.
Talk to us a little bit about their rules making. I know, again, on this case-by-case basis, each of the companies are, you know, in charge of making their own rules, or are they following just sort of the overall CDC guidance?
Well, it seems companies are asking their advisors from all sides as to what's appropriate. The tough thing is no one knows completely, and you do know what the CDC says, and so you know if you follow that, you're in really good shape. But you still have to think about what do my customers want and what's going to make them most comfortable. So in that regard, it's a little trial by error. Our companies are asking the customers. They're getting feel from them as to what's making them more comfortable. And I think it just will continue to evolve over time and hopefully continue to get closer to what we were before, and everyone will be comfortable with that.
Adam, have we learned some really valuable lessons from this pandemic that will help us prepare for the next time something like this happens?
I think we have. There were a lot of companies, especially some family-run businesses that had been 3-4 generations, that I think everyone thought, I have to be in the office to work effectively. Now, no one thinks that you can go away from the office completely and be as effective, but I think it did surprise people with how effective their employees and their businesses could be run while being remote. And that is a positive, because as we think about future travel, as we think about potentially future illnesses, that, you know, people can continue to work from home, be productive, and, you know, keep everyone healthier and happier. So I do think a nice mixture of that going forward will make things better.
From the company's perspective, too, they've learned some things about contingency plans and resilience, have they not?
No question. I think they've learned that their partners can operate in this environment as well. I mean, the, you know, banks were not in the office for over a year, and yet the money kept flowing and the checks kept being cashed. So I think there's a lot of comfort gained from all partners that everyone can continue to operate in an efficient way that will keep the economy moving forward and keep those individual companies moving forward no matter what happens.
You mentioned the banking part of this. I know a lot of you were working at home, and as you mentioned, the money kept changing hands and things kept happening. But are there permanent things that have been put in place that are going to be changing the banking industry and consumer banking?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before, Steve. I think it was moving that way in general, but there were probably some slower adopters that were didn't want to use technology. And now that everyone was forced to use technology, I don't think there's any turning back. So I do think it'll make it better for folks, better for companies, that they've now been forced to use all the technology that, you know, the banks have.
There are some customers of banks who love that familiarity, the relationships that they have with their bankers, those face-to-face encounters. Those things won't be going away, will they?
Absolutely not. Over the last 8 weeks, personally, I've been seeing probably 3 to 5 clients a week, and nothing replaces that. The type of discussion, the depth of the discussion, the things that come out of those face-to-face meetings just cannot be replaced, in my opinion, via Zoom, via phone calls. And so there absolutely has to have that, you know, going forward. But the operational side, and not having to go in and see a teller, or not having to, you know, do those type of things, that I do believe that may not go back to what it was at all. And that's not a bad thing, in my opinion. But the face-to-face, I mean, I can't tell you how exciting and exhilarating it is for me personally to be going out and getting back to normal and going to people's offices, going to lunches, and just seeing people and, you know, really having that face-to-face connection.
And that sort of transitions nicely into the conversation we've had before about open banking, this idea that consumers might be banking at not only their bank, but fintech and some other places to more effectively do their banking and consumer stuff. Talk to us a little bit about that, if you would, Adam, about how people are sort of trying all of these different places to manage their money.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, as a consumer, it's great to have options. And banking being kind of, you know, an old school type of business, you didn't always have those options. It was the branch that was on the corner was where you banked. And so to have these options and to be able to get to the options efficiently and quickly and via your phone, it is only a good thing. It makes the competition sharper, which ultimately makes it better for the consumer.
Yeah, one of the great examples of this that I use all the time is I like to use PayPal. I have a PayPal account. And before, it was very hard to use PayPal, but now, like, you can buy something online and there's the little PayPal button there. You don't have to enter all of your banking information again or your credit card numbers. That's the kind of thing we're talking about, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, with investment accounts, with savings accounts, everyone can just price those things out very easily. And if you have a part of your consumer portfolio that is not relationship driven, it does give you options. I personally still like to know the person that and know something about the company that I'm working with, mm-hmm. but I know that that's not always the situation. And so this gives you options and gives you, you know, the ability to go look for the type of investments or the pricing that you're looking for.
Adam, I want to close out today by talking about sort of the roadmap that we're going to be on for the next months or year, perhaps ahead. What's the outlook? I know there are some concerns about inflation. There are concerns about commodities, that sort of thing. What do you think you should be forefront to all of our discussion on that?
Yeah, I mean, our clients are doing fantastic right now. The last 3 to 4 months have been outstanding. It is hard to find people to fill all the orders. And so we're having a lot of discussions on, obviously, the costs, as you talk about, and what that means to their business. But we're also having a lot of discussions on automation. How do I make things more automated to produce more with the same amount of people or less people? I know the companies that we work with would love to hire people right now. They just can't find those people. And so they have to consider other ways to continue to get the volumes that they want. Otherwise, they're missing out on sales. And having to turn down sales is never a fun thing. So we're talking a lot about automation. We're talking a lot about new machinery. And then making sure that that doesn't impact the company's working capital lines of credit and their growth potential from the working lines of credit.
A bigger picture, waning influence of the stimulus now is also going to be driving people back to the job market, I would imagine.
Everyone hopes so, because there are plenty of jobs out there, and that is the hope. I think we'll have to wait and see if that really occurs, but I can tell you, Steve, that that is the number one thing we talk about every single meeting is if I could get 50 more people in my company right now, I could produce X more. And it is what business owners are focusing on daily. Where are our applications? Are they up over last year? Are people coming in to work? There are jobs there. So I hope that folks who are looking for that are rejoining the workforce soon, and we can all just kind of keep this continuing to churn.
All right, Adam, great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. If people want to email me, I would love to have a conversation with them. They can email me at Adam, A-D-A-M, dot Lutostansky, L-U-T-O-S-T-A-N-S-K-I, at AssociatedBank.com.
All right, Adam, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.